Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the Bible reading for November 10th. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning in verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? For the worshippers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you had no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do your will, O God." Previously saying, "Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offerings for sin you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law." Then he said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." He takes away the first that he may establish the second. By that we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them." Then he adds, "Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." Psalm 108, beginning in verse 1. This is a song, a psalm of David. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand, and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe, over Philistia I will triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off, and you, O God, who did not go out with armed armies? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. And Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. The simple pass on and are punished. And this is the reading for November 10th. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your precious word. We're so thankful for salvation which you have given us through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. What a wonderful gift you have given us. Gift of eternal life. We can never put a cost on that. The price was too great for us even to comprehend. But you loved us even when we were unlovable. You love us now, this day, when we are unlovable. Might we, Lord, continually strive to be the kind of people that you want us to be. Be with those who listen to the words this day. Let the power and the Spirit of God be upon us all. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil. I will talk to you tomorrow.